I thought the start and the end of the second half was really the talking points. I thought the first 8 minutes in the second half, I think they cleared two off the line. It was our best spell. We couldn't force the set pieces home. And then in the last, well, to be fair, for the last 10 minutes, we tired. Sligo dominated possession and drove us back. But at the same time, you know, it was a mistake for the free kick that led to the penalty. And to me, I'm not quite sure was it a rash or even if it was a penalty. But look, we got to be able to, you know, I just felt, here we go again. That's the way things have gone, you know, when you do your job and we looked like we were going to get something out of it. And I thought, Cork all over again, here we go again. But we probably didn't have a little bit of rubber luck against Cork that we had tonight.
Yeah, because I looked down at you whenever the decision was given, Ollie. You were shaking your head in disbelief almost.
I felt we contained them, and I felt that in the first period of the second half, we were the better side. We probably weren't the better side over the whole game. But not too many sides. I watched them here against Cork, Sligo Rovers, and they actually were the better side against Cork last Saturday week here. You know, they're a serious side, especially at home. So, look, we did all we could to try and win the game. We ended up with a draw. We could easily have lost it, as you saw at the end. But I think the little bit of luck had to change at some stage, and please God, it'll continue to change from here on.
And there was a penalty call in the first half for Harps?
Yeah, I did feel at the time young Nugent came in the back of Sean Hewson. And tumbled them. The referee didn't see it that way. The linesman, the same linesman that gave the penalty, didn't see it that way. I spoke to him afterwards and asked him to explain both of them. To his credit, he did explain both of them, and I accept what he said. I still disagree with him, but he had the manners and decency to explain why he gave one and not the other.
Yeah, and frustratingly as well, another injury picked up tonight. The prognosis on Rory Keating, Ollie?
Not good so far. He's done ankle ligament damage. Not sure if the season is over. Certainly if we end up in the playoffs, we're hopeful that he might be back for that. But that's the little bit of rubber luck that went against us tonight. But then again, at least we're off the 23-point mark that we've been on for the last 2 months, and it wasn't a lucky number for us, and we hope 24 points would be luckier.